Buying or selling a property in Uganda is a significant financial decision, and it involves a lot of paperwork. There are several essential documents that both buyers and sellers need to have to ensure a smooth transaction. In this blog, we will discuss the critical documents you need to have when buying or selling property in Uganda. Title deed. The title deed is one of the most important documents when buying or selling property in Uganda. It's a legal document that proves ownership of the property. The title deed contains information about the owner, location of the property, and the size of the land. When buying a property, you need to ensure that the seller has a valid title deed, and it's registered with the relevant authorities. Land sale agreement. A land sale agreement is a legally binding contract between the buyer and the seller. It outlines the terms and conditions of the sale, including the price, payment plan, and transfer of ownership. The agreement should be signed by both parties and witnessed by a lawyer. This document is crucial because it protects both parties and ensures that the transaction is fair. Power of attorney. A power of attorney is a legal document that gives someone else the authority to act on your behalf. In the context of property transactions, a power of attorney can be used when the seller is not available to sign the necessary documents. The power of attorney should be notarized and witnessed by a lawyer to be legally binding. Clearance certificate. A clearance certificate is a document issued by the Uganda Revenue Authority, URA, to show that the property's taxes have been paid up to date. When buying a property, you need to ensure that the seller has a valid clearance certificate. Failure to have a valid clearance certificate can result in additional costs and legal issues. Survey plan. A survey plan is a detailed map that shows the property's boundaries, size, and location. It's essential to have a survey plan when buying a property to ensure that you're buying the correct piece of land. The survey plan should be certified by a licensed surveyor and registered with the relevant authorities. Building plan approval. If you're buying a property with a building, you need to ensure that the building plan is approved by the relevant authorities. The building plan approval shows that the construction meets the required standards and regulations. It's essential to have this document to avoid legal issues and additional costs in the future. Certificate of occupancy. A certificate of occupancy, CFO, is a document issued by the government that confirms the legal ownership of a property. It's a crucial document when buying or selling property in Uganda because it proves that the property is free from any encumbrances or disputes. The CFO is issued by the relevant authorities after the property has been surveyed and all necessary approvals have been obtained. Receipt of purchase. A receipt of purchase is a document that proves that the buyer has paid for the property. It's essential to have a receipt of purchase when buying or selling property in Uganda because it's evidence of the transaction. The receipt should contain details of the purchase, including the amount paid, the date of the transaction, and the names of the buyer and seller. It's advisable to keep a copy of the receipt for future reference. In conclusion, buying or selling a property in Uganda involves a lot of paperwork, and it's essential to have the necessary documents to ensure a smooth transaction. The critical documents you need to have when buying or selling property in Uganda include the title deed, land sale agreement, power of attorney, clearance certificate, survey plan, and building plan approval. It's advisable to involve a lawyer in the transaction to ensure that all the documents are legally binding and to avoid any legal issues in the future.